Nation.
What are your thoughts and your movements? It's a shame.
Καλημέρα, κύριε.
Listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. You're now listening to a show called What the Fontaine. My name is Fontaine. You never know what comes up next on this show. That's the concept. Although tonight, we will have some special guests, about half hour or so. Members of RPG will be up here to talk about their new CD. Right now, you're listening to Meat Beat Manifesto. And coming up shortly, you'll hear Sisters of Mercy. We just heard from Sisters of Mercy with Detonation Boulevard. And before that, we heard Maybe Manifesto with United Nations. I was listening to this station earlier today, and from Fridays from 11 to noon, there is a show. What is the name of it? I forget the title. But anyway, they had an interview with Tony Visconti, who produced a lot of records over the years. And he produced David Bowie's Heroes and produced T-Rex, a lot of T-Rex stuff, and more recently produced a Morrissey album. And I just really love this song. I thought I'd play this for you based on hearing that earlier today. This is David Bowie with Heroes.
Dolphins can swim. Though nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day. The heart.
close my eyes forever, but I will see you. I will see you in far off places. It's so easy for us to sit together, but it's so hard for our hearts to combine. And for some is to save lives, but destiny for some is to end lives, but there is no end, and I will see you in far off places. God bestows protection upon you, and if the USA doesn't bomb you, I believe I will see you somewhere safe. Look into the camera, messing around and
there you go. Two songs produced by Tony Visconti, who was featured on a program early today on WRIR, a show that comes on every Friday from 11 to noon. We heard Morrissey from last year doing I Will See You in Far Off Places. And before that, we heard David Bowie with Heroes. Tony Visconti also produced T-Rex and some other bands as well. All right, let's hear something from the 90s. This is Hobo Humpin', Slobo Babe.
Yo, Bobo, humpin', Slobo Babe.
Girl is all so good. She got good breath. She got good breath.
That's a band called Swell Maps and their song Let's Build a Car. Before that, we heard The Kinks, going way back when, a song for them called She's Got Everything. And we start off with Whale, Hobo Humpin' Salobo Babe. This program is underwritten by Turnstile, Virginia's dance music specialist. With the latest in vinyl and CD dance music releases, Turnstile carries the cutting-edge sounds of the worldwide techno movement. Turnstile is located in the Downtown Arts District at 102 West Broad Street and online at turnstileonline.com. They can also be reached at 804-643-8876. Got a bluesy number for you up next, and coming up in a not-too-distant future, we're going to have some special guests up here. A couple of the guys from Richmond band RPG, they got a new CD coming out. They're going to come up and chat about it. We're going to play some songs and all that sort of stuff. But in the meantime, we have Junior Wells' Chicago Blues Band doing Good Morning Schoolgirl here on WRIR.
And I go home with you. Tell your mother and your papa I'm a little schoolboy too. Baby, I love you this morning. I can't help myself. Come on now, pretty baby. I don't need nobody else. Good morning, little schoolgirl. I'm gonna leave you, baby, about the break of day. On the kind of way you treat me, I got to stay away. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home with you? Tell your mother and your father that I'm a schoolboy too. Come on now, pretty baby. Baby, come on home. Ooh, 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 wee. Buy me an airplane and fly all over your town to tell everybody, baby, Lord knows you're fine. I can't stand it, baby. I just can't help myself. Ow! You're so young and pretty. You love somebody else. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Oh, can I go home with you? I go home. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home? 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 Thank you.
mountains.
We just heard from Aretha Franklin with Think. Before that, we heard Junior Wells, Chicago Blues Band with Good Morning, Schoolgirl. Going to do another fine cassette selection, and then we'll chat with our guests who have now arrived. This is a band called the Cycle Sluts from Hell with their big hit called I Wish You Were a Beer.
Inside of me,
It's kind of strange, like a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I've got a new rose, I got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I feel so strange. Oh, why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great. Oh, I better go, or it'll be too late. Like a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. Like a brand new rose in town. Oh.
She was born a believer.
Just heard from the band Urge Overkill with Tequila Sunday. Before that, The Damned did New Rose, and we start off with The Psychosluts from Hell with I Wish You Were a Beer. Yes, they were supposed to be, supposed to be an all-woman band, but they weren't. They were four women singing in front of a male band, and I was just really disappointed. But what can you do?
Life's full of disappointment.
What year was that?
Oh, God, 90-something, I don't know.
What, in the 80s?
No. So, hey, get close to the mic and say hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Wait, hello, you know what? Hello. That makes it better.
Does that make it work?
I hit the correct button.
That correct button makes it work. Hello, hello, hello. Listening audience.
So, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Matt. I sing and play guitar in a rock and roll band called RPG.
And I'm John. All right.
John also plays guitar and, I guess, what, backup vocals? Is that the correct description?
Yeah, here and there.
It's a very important part of the whole operation, John's backup vocals.
But so you guys just played Alley Cats.
We did. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It's for Allison's...
You're going to have to get a little closer.
It's for Allison's 30th birthday?
Or permanent 25th birthday.
Right. And it's actually Holly's birthday tonight.
Nice.
She's 40.
The 25th in Sims. Be there.
El Prez played there earlier, actually.
I heard it was a huge success.
There was crowd surfing.
You know.
We didn't make it.
Security was too rough, I heard.
Security,
yeah. Happy birthday, Holly.
Insecurity,
Happy birthday,
actually.
Holly.
Happy birthday, Holly.
So, back to RPG. You guys have this CD that's out.
Out. And available at Plan 9 Music. Available at RealDealMerch.com.
But you're not having a CD release party till later. Or what's the latest with that? That's still up in the air?
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I'm pretty sure when WRIR sponsors our show, it will happen.
We were going to do it here, but...
You are.
The camel's not cool with it.
No. Mm. And the kitchen here is too small for us to play there.
Too loud for the camel, perhaps.
Probably.
We just met the owner there.
John's got a text. Guy. Let's see what it says.
It's a picture. Oh, they're
They keep coming.
Is that from the porn?
When you're a mover and a shaker, you get lots of texts.
Yeah.
So, all right, so you guys have the CD that's out.
Yes, it's called Worth the Wait.
But it's W-E-I-G-H-T.
G-H-T.
It's also
only
worth...
Only because we're terribly witty, clever people.
Yes, you are. That was Worth the Wait, and W-A-I-T sounds as well. But you recorded it some time ago, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much been in the works... For almost 3 years. We recorded the whole thing and then scrapped it and then absolutely started all over again and recorded it all again.
Oh my goodness.
Did you get a picture of a butt?
I did. I got a picture of a girl I work with's butt.
With an enormous bruise.
Horrible bruise.
We don't need to go into too much detail.
I don't know. That's a pretty good picture.
I can't believe I actually just got that. Can people call us on the air? Is that possible?
649-9737 is the number up here.
Okay, give us a call.
649-9737. Give us a call. Talk about your butt bruise.
But preferably we'll take those off the air, I think.
Oh, okay. Yes, preferably.
But anyway, so the CD is out.
The CD is out.
And it's self-released, I guess?
Yes, self-released until, you know, we make it huge when David Geffen calls us up and we say, you know what, sorry, Dave, you just don't have what we're looking for. Oh, look, is the phone ringing?
The phone is ringing, but we're still talking.
Sorry, you're going to have to wait. We're still talking.
It'll be worth the wait, though.
Ha, 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 ha.
So, all right, let's play a track so maybe we can
play
take
a track.
That call.
What track would you like to play?
You know, I decided just to go for the one that, when I saw you guys Saturday night, I was like, you know, I had this, man, John, you keep getting pictures.
He's a very popular guy.
No, everybody's listening. I'm getting, you know, shout-outs from Brandon Peck and Three Strawberry. All my homies are listening, so.
Cool. All right, so I heard this song at the show last Saturday, and I had it on the teaser EP you guys gave me a couple months ago, but I was like, man, it just really hit home with me. I just really like the sound of it at the show. So let's hear True White Star.
Oh, marvelous.
Let's see if I hit the right button. That would be this one over here.
That's a good song.
That's RPG with True White Star.
Whew.
We got half of the band here. The two guitar players.
That made me sweaty.
We actually have a new bass player, I guess.
Yeah, right? Tell me about the bass player situation. Do I hear
I don't know.
John Campbell is back to doing Lamb of God?
For now, yeah. So our friend Mike Wells will be filling in on bass.
Well, he's a good bass player.
Oh, absolutely.
Bands.
He's a great guitar
player. A great musician in general. Great singer.
Great guy.
I mean, really, we couldn't be happier to have him aboard. Uh-oh, John's phone's ringing.
He likes football, too.
He does like football, which is a bonus. It's good to like football. Oh,
that's the drummer calling.
Whoops, the drummer. Whoops. Yeah, so we have a new bass player, and he'll be around for a while, and then Campbell will come back, or we'll get another bass player. I mean, really, if anybody out there, if you know how to play an A on your bass, you could probably be the bass player for RPG. And your rig is really loud. That's pretty much the main requirement.
Because you guys aren't a quiet band.
We're not a quiet band. There's no need for that, really. When you play bad, it's better to play loud.
You just feel that thump, thump, thump against your chest. All right, let's see. So what else do we want to talk about? You got the CD out. May or may not. Go ahead.
Playing Siegel Center.
Siegel Center.
Yes, September 6th.
That's crazy. The Siegel Center at VCU. Crazy. What's that all about?
That is for the MMA, mixed martial arts, ultimate fighting, whatever, Valhalla 8. We will be playing. We are the Intermission Entertainment.
That's really fun.
Believe it or else.
The only band.
Wow, martial arts and RPG.
Yes, hi-ya.
Excellent. Everybody.
And we get to watch the fights for free, which is pretty awesome.
Yes, it is awesome. Wow. Bloodshed. Love it.
I think it's kind of serious.
Oh, I'm serious.
Serious bloodshed. Well, maybe not.
I mean, you can punch and kick and...
bite and...
and knee to the chin, whatever.
Whatever groinal region you get
injuries
a hold of
in general.
Something, yeah.
All right, so we have 10 songs on this CD.
10
worth
songs.
The wait. And is that picture of gold? What is that?
That is gold. That is a gold brick. We are gold bricking. Homemade gold.
Homemade gold.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what are we going to play? I think I'm not quite ready to play that one song I was talking about.
Matt Flowers did the
artwork. Matthew Flowers.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Wonderful job on the artwork, as always.
Oh,
Ian Whalen recorded it.
Ian Whalen, great job. GoloBig@hotmail.com. Great stuff.
I have a feeling that's the drummer again. Let's take this call. Hello? Hey, he's at the door. All right.
Well, you've missed it. We're done now. Sorry, Mike.
Momentarily we'll have
another
member. Next
time we'll get you.
I want to compliment you on having lyrics. I said that off the mic, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Thanks.
We had the lyric sheet, and it's like,
cool. We were kind of not really too willing to do it, and then I succumbed and wrote them down and put them in there.
I hadn't realized that protocol was one of the keywords that they had to
I'll throw a 25-cent word at you now and then.
I do like, on the last CD, onomatopoeia.
Yes. And there's some French being spouted on this CD.
Oh, that's true. That is in here somewhere.
Yeah.
Should we play that one, or is that one of my...
one of the forbidden songs.
After 10 o'clock songs. Well, let's do...
rock and roll.
How about, I don't know, number 6, perhaps? I don't know.
Sure. Number 6 is what is the name of that fair song? Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Let's hear another song from RPG. And we'll think about letting the drummer in.
Okay.
Are you smart as a mouse? truck and you drive. So let's make a deal. I'll watch for you and cross the street safely. You watch for me and stop. Think of the impact we can make.
A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
All right, so we have someone here with the bright yellow shirt. That is almost neon, I swear.
Yeah, it's, the '80s are back.
It's today was safety day at the Carpenter Center.
I'm pretty sure every day should be safety
day. It should be, but today was give out free pizza safety day.
Pizza and
I got like four cold
pizza. The pizza, you can't have hot pizza because that's not safe.
Anybody burn themselves?
That cheese.
Nothing like a scalded mouth. That's not safe.
But I had to stop a couple dudes from taking like six pieces. I was like, yeah, man.
That's not safe. You'll get heartburn from that easily.
You'll pass out if you eat that.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's not safe.
Was there any pork on the pizzas?
Pork. Lots of pork.
That's not safe.
It's not healthy.
Thin crust.
Cheese, veggie and sausage, pepperoni and sausage.
Wow.
Spam, pepperoni and sauce.
They bought like, there was like 160 dudes and they bought like 60 pizzas.
Nice.
That's like, a pizza per every three guys.
Oh, hey, you want to talk stats? I heard some nice stats, man. I heard that for the Olympics, for the Olympic Village, there's what, roughly 3,000 Olympians? For the Olympic Village, they are supplied with over 40,000 condoms and they expect to run out.
I believe it.
Yes, they expect to run. At the Sydney Games, they had 45,000 condoms, and they ran out.
Well, hey.
That's what they do.
People like condoms.
I mean, they do. I mean, at least they're using
the
condoms.
And that's the way to go. They're using them. Yeah. I mean, think of all the people that aren't using them.
You?
I mean, that's kind of a hard figure to guesstimate. You know, you don't really know what's going on.
Kids?
That's why it's a guesstimation.
Yeah.
Oh, on that note, do we want to reintroduce our group here?
I'm Santa Claus.
Santa Claus with the four children.
Yeah. Dirty Claus.
Yeah.
I am dirty.
Subordinate Claus.
We have three members now of RPG instead of just the two.
Is there a fourth? Not really.
Some say.
The floating bass player concept.
Some say. You can find him in the woods of West Virginia late at night.
Yeah. Somewhere out there.
Crying.
Naked. Beneath the
Fievel goes west.
Sky. That's what that's from, actually.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well,
that's creepy, actually, right there, that we were both
thinking about Fievel. All right. What else should we talk about?
Let me interject here, since it's the top of the hour. Let me interject in that you were listening to WRARLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. This song, hey, do you guys know what the name of the show is?
Turn It Up.
What the Fontaine?
That's it. And that's
on every Friday, right?
Friday's 9 to 11.
Nice.
So, you know, it's the crazy mix up of stuff. You know?
Should be starting to drink just about half an hour ago.
No,
or
that
if
happens
you're
after.
At 8:30 this morning.
Yeah.
After radio, perhaps.
But nothing anyway. Like a Sparks on the way to work. Get the whole thing started.
So you have a show, local show, tomorrow, too, right?
I'm doing the local show tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m.
But you only do that once a month?
Something like that. I'm doing it tomorrow. I'm doing the last Saturday in September. The last Saturday in August, I'm doing the 80s show. Woo!
Nice. You know what I love is Shake Some Action.
It's a good show.
I love that show.
Buzzy Lawler.
And British Breakfast, those two shows
back
to back.
British Breakfast, also quite nice.
Just keep listening
good
all
stuff.
Saturday.
That keeps
I
my
do.
Saturday
just
morning.
Just turn it on, and I don't turn it off in the kitchen, at least.
Yeah.
Self-congratulations to WRAR on its own microphones. All right, so we're talking about this new CD.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And, you've heard the rumors that it was good?
I have heard the rumors that it was good.
And a couple of good lyrics in here and stuff like that.
A couple good lyrics. You can read all about them if you buy the CD.
See, I'm holding it up to the microphone. Can't see it over there, though. 10 songs, and it's available in the stores. And what was it? Siegel Center on the 6th?
Yeah. 6th of September.
That's so crazy.
That is so crazy.
There'll be a commercial out, which will be even crazier.
So, John, what do you think? Kyle, dreads or naked?
Kyle would look great naked with dreads.
Nice. And strategically placed.
Yeah.
Who's Kyle?
Kyle Peterson.
Of course.
I think has been phoning, texting.
Yeah, he tried to call us on the air, but we can't do that.
We're not equipped for that.
He's drunk anyway, man. You don't want to talk to him.
Hey, why don't we play a song?
We should play guys. A song. Let's do that. Crazy. That's why we're guys. Here, after all.
See, I played Alcohol last week, and I played She Thinks She's Tough a number of times. But, you know, I could play them again, certainly. But since we have the new whole CD, I think, you know,
I
maybe.
Think it sounds better.
On the CD?
Yeah.
All of them?
I mean,
overall, yes. Pick one. Pick your favorite. Yeah. Play your favorite.
Play Probably Not.
Probably Not? Is that in the... The Tisk list?
Probably Not is...
Oh, that was the 9.
Radio Safe.
That's clean.
Clean.
Well, we'll adjust. How's that?
We will.
I think it's clean.
Thanks for listening to WRIR.
Radio for the rest of us.
All right, here's music. New music from RPG. More music from RPG. That was the Probably Nots. So, enjoying the CD. Had it for several days now.
Awesome, thank you.
Times. And, alright, so you guys were talking about, you have a show at the bike lot?
Yes. It's sort of tentative right now, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen October 11th. I'm pretty sure that the guys from Recycles are trying to organize a big BMX bicycle contest sort of thing down there, and they approached us today and asked us if we would be nice enough to play it, and of course we would be nice enough to play it. So October 11, bike lot. I'm not sure of the particulars just yet, but as they become available, you can check it out on rpgva.com or myspace.com/rpgva for all the details.
It's going to be like real BFX dudes, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like probably between 10 and 20 of the top pro BMXers around coming to Richmond, Virginia for a very special kind of contest.
Does Dave Young ride bikes anymore?
Nah. I don't know. Dave Young may still ride bikes, but I don't know if... I would love to get him out here. I'm sure he would be welcomed, but I think it's like an invitational sort of thing. I'm pretty sure. But it would probably be a really good time. Those guys know how to put on a good event, so...
They're dragging some old school dudes out too, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be... If you know anything at all about BMX, it's going to be a pretty amazing thing. I'm not going to name any names because it's all still pretty tentative, but there are some pretty big old school names alleging to make their presence known at the bike lot on October 11th. So, And we'll be playing to close the whole thing out, so it should be pretty good.
So you're doing some sports-related gigs here.
Yes,
BMX.
Yeah.
And
we're extreme,
what was it, the wrestling? What's the one at the Staples Center?
MMA.
Ultimate Fighting.
The Grapplers.
Who's the guy in that?
Amir Sadala.
He's not going to be in it. He's just going to be there, though. He won the Ultimate Fighter reality show on Spike.
Series 7. Richmond people, if you're into that kind of stuff at all, it's kind of cool to have somebody from Richmond beat up 16 people from everywhere else in the country and walk away with a six-figure contract.
Six figures.
Yep. So give yourself a pat on the back.
And Mike will be fighting that night.
Yep. Somebody. Maybe you.
Yeah.
Or sobriety.
Or sobriety. Fighting sobriety.
Did you say you were painting concrete earlier? Maybe you could beat up some concrete.
I was painting concrete and with installing pizza. Oak flooring.
In your house?
Yep.
Nice. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Where'd you get oak?
Had to go buy 19 square feet of it in a bundle at Lowe's.
Nice. Laminate flooring?
No, this is just raw oak flooring.
Tongue and groove?
Tongue and groove.
Nice.
Your home improvement show tonight.
Yeah.
Here on WIR.
That show's next.
This old house with this old drunk.
Yep. Play some music, perhaps?
Yeah. What do you think? Should we do one of the songs that's...
One of the hits.
One of the hits.
Yes.
You know, I did hear somebody a couple months ago. I was like, you know, they kind of were Blue Cheer, and they heard that she thinks she's tough. It's like, man, they were kind of doing Blue Cheer, and now they're kind of doing T-Rex.
Yes. That song is actually almost a verbatim ripoff of a Silverhead song. Don't tell Michael DeBar, I will never hear the end of it.
He still have a radio show?
I don't know.
He's on after.
Does he still have a mouth?
He's on, like, at 11, I think, here.
Michael DeBar?
He's got a local show here, yeah.
No, he does not.
Come on, man. Run with me a little bit, man.
Play the song.
Tonight at 11. Tonight at 11 on WIR, it's Midnight Solstice with Andrew Felty. Stay tuned for that in 50 minutes. But let's hear RPG with She Thinks She's Tough.
Down!
we're back. More music from RPG. She thinks she's tough.
Yes, that's about our the shop dog at my place of employment.
About a dog.
Yes, that is no longer on this plane of existence, but she was a wonderful little dog. Yep, it's about her.
So,
I think we should complain. I can hear the camel's music.
What?
Just
kidding.
Camel worm.
Just kidding.
It's a great place.
Totally kidding.
We have a great working relationship.
Yeah.
So, we have a picture for anybody listening who's not seen RPG in person. You can see a picture of the guys.
Brace yourselves.
Click on WRIR.org, and there's a lovely photo from, what was it, Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh PA. Rugger's Pub. Pittsburgh, PA. Chris Doyle hangs out there.
Rock and a lot of hair.
Yep.
A lot of hair on these guys.
A lot of hair, a lot of smoking.
Facial hair.
I think you can see John Campbell in that.
You
picture.
Can.
Yes, you can. You can't see on the screen right now. But yeah, he's in it.
You could print that out and bring it to one of our practices. He might autograph it for you.
Didn't he become a dad this year?
He did.
A lot of local musicians became dads this year.
Yep.
I think like 10.
Yeah. So
a lot of babies.
Yep. Baby making. So Marvin Gaye will get you every time.
You got one, right?
I got one.
You got four?
Uh-huh. I sounded tired, didn't it? Oh,
are they
babies.
Asleep?
Probably now.
They're not listening to
no,
us.
They might be up. You never know. They probably are.
They better be
peeing on something or something like that. That's what they do lately. Wait. I'm fascinated by peeing on everything. Just figured out I can do that.
I think they little probably children. Learned it from their father.
I learned it by watching you.
So, all right. So, you guys have toured around quite a bit in the past.
In the past, yes.
Out to the West Coast and all that sort of thing. Mm. Did you guys play at Damien Samuels Club, Hotel Utah?
We did not. We actually went in there
in San Francisco
on the request of Chris Bobst. Chris Bobst told us to go to the what's it called? The Hotel Utah
Saloon.
Yeah. Yes, we went there.
That place was.
He
cool,
said drinks
though.
Were free.
Yeah, Chris Bobst said your tab's on me. So we, being the enthusiasts of alcohol that we are, made our presence known at the Hotel Utah Saloon and had our fill, and when it came time to pay the tab, we said, hey, our friend Chris Bobst is going to pay for this. And they said, we don't know who Chris Bobst is.
Was Damien there that night?
No.
Damien was not there that night.
Ah,
so
that was the fatal error.
I don't think we paid, though.
No. Set adrift on a...
We stayed there after that place closed down.
We did?
Yeah.
Yeah, we stayed there late, man.
Yeah.
Like 4 in the morning.
Right. Aaron Hazelwood.
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
And we drove off screaming out of the van.
Yeah. Hotel Utah Saloon, thank you very much.
Yes. Was that San Fran?
Next time in San Francisco.
Not a disparaging word, could I say, about your fine establishment.
No, not at all.
Chris Bobst, another story.
Well, he always had you phone in from the road, right?
Sure, yeah.
We have Matt Connor on the road, and the
whole
Colostitute story, and all that fun. From
the
Atlanta.
Colostitute. Oh, yeah.
That cracked.
Unforgettable.
I think he stole that and wrote an article about it recently, didn't he?
Did he?
I don't think he stole it. I think credit was given.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. At least he gives credit.
Yeah. Where it's due.
And
some people, not so much.
There are podcasts for Chris Boat. People are missing the boat.
RVANews.com/
whatever.
Bald guy with glasses.
I think it's old bald guy with glasses.
Oh,
bass playing.
I thought it was tourist.
Tortoise.
Paylon.
Paylon,
absolutely. /paylon.
That's where you can find the Boops podcast.
We should probably play a song.
It must be horrible to listen to us talk.
As you continue on. Yes.
I don't know. Kyle and Brandon seem to enjoy it.
Yeah. Pizza topics, yes.
Kyle and Brandon.
Inside,
this interview is for you, you guys.
All right. So, should I go for the one that I was talking of earlier? Why not?
You should.
It's 10:18. Let's see.
10:18 is a good time.
Julie Mania.
And as we have mentioned earlier, but if you're just tuning in, we're talking with three of the four members of RPG, the three more permanent members, shall we say, because the bass player thing is floating around.
How many bass players have we had?
Eight.
Seven. Oh.
Eight now.
Eight with Mike Wells?
I think so.
Mike Bunny Wells.
Good guy.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. All right, so we're going to hear, the new CD is out. Available in the local stores.
Plan 9, realdealmerch.com.
And it's called Worth the Wait.
Yes, it is.
And, of course, you can go to your website, rpgva.com,
yes.
Or myspace.com/rpgva. Am I good or what? Hey. And so Worth the Wait, 10 songs, and we're going to hear... This is, I think, on your MySpace, actually, but now that I know where a certain word is, I can play it with more confidence. This song is called By Design, RPG. We got a phone call from Knoxville, Tennessee, right there.
Oh, nice.
But he's actually driving, so he can't hear. He's a drummer.
Nice.
And he's visiting and all that good stuff.
Was his question, how does this song go?
People are just texting and sending photos.
It's a multimedia extravaganza. I got nothing. I got a cup of coffee.
Friday night.
Who doesn't like a
what do you got there, Mike?
Our financier. We got to give him a shout out. He's at home, probably drinking lots of beer and partaking of...
What's his name?
Sam, Indiana.
Well, there you go.
Well, there's the microphone.
There you go, buddy.
Damn.
Giving you all a little shout out, man.
And shout out to Phil, who just phoned in.
Phil from Knoxville.
Visiting Knoxville. He's okay.
Phil from here, visiting Knoxville. Sorry, we had to cut you short on the phone call, Phil.
He may or may not still
be
hanging. I'm not sure.
Probably
if I was him, I would hang up.
He might have been carjacked in Knoxville. It's rough down there.
What was the club we played there?
The Pilot Light.
Yeah. All Night.
On the All Nightmare.
Probably one of their last shows. That was on the All Nightmare tour, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
One of the last ones.
If anybody out there likes really, really good rock and roll and you want to hear probably one of the early 2000s best rock records, pick up the self-titled record by a band from Greensboro, North Carolina called All Night. That is on TP Records, and you will be extremely happy that you did, I promise you.
Who are you guys listening to these days?
I listen to The Stranglers almost exclusively.
I like The Stranglers.
I can't stop listening to Silverhead.
Silverhead is very attractive.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of Silverhead. Actually, I still listen to a lot of All Night, and I listen to a lot of Alice Cooper lately.
Hmm. Nice, man.
Yeah.
What's that?
I want to
be elected. That's going to be relevant really soon here.
All night.
A lot of T-Rex, too.
Yeah, I like T-Rex.
Tony Visconti.
Did you hear me earlier doing a couple
of things? I did, as a matter of fact. I would...
it was a good interview.
It would be an absolute career goal. If I ever had something called a career goal, one of them would be to make a record with that guy. Because he is awesome.
So if you're listening, Tony...
Tony?
Call me up.
Get with the program.
TV. Give me a call.
So what have you? When you guys have toured, have you toured with bands or just played with them in the different cities? Have you? Has there been any like great band that you discovered while touring?
Big Business.
We did the West Coast with them.
They're on their first town. Tour.
Where are they based? Are they West Coast?
L.A. now. They're part of the Melvins now.
The Melvins?
Yeah.
Huh.
The Melvins Big Band or something? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Is that what they're calling it these
days?
Is it
a merger of bands?
Yeah, it's Big Business is a two-piece drummer, bass player.
Okay.
Which sounds kind of like Melvin-ish.
Yeah. It's the bass player and singer was in Tight Bros from way back when.
Carp.
The Whip. And the drummer was in Murder City Devils. The Whip.
Whip. Stop saying that.
And yeah, that's Big Business, good stuff. Anybody else we've toured with? ATP.
Party Time. Which now they're Red Fang. They're from
Portland.
Hmm.
Awesome dudes. A lot of mediocre type bands.
Yeah, if you ever want to scour the country for mediocre and less,
go on tour with us
because you will. I think you could probably actually go on tour with any band.
We toured the Decibators too. They were always good for a fun time on stage.
Well, if you want to talk about the mediocre bands of the world, you're talking about the Decibators.
Yeah, but they were like lively, entertaining.
Sure. Well, they got naked.
I mean, you know, when all else fails, take it off.
Yeah.
There's always like inner stage personalities that I've found amusing.
Interpersonal conflicts and stuff on stage?
Yeah, that kind of stuff too.
No, they weren't
even that thrilling.
A lot of looking at each other like, what are you doing?
Yeah, a lot of...
in the middle of the song?
I find amusing.
Is this four or six in this song? How does that go?
What's Henzig's band?
Is this funny to watch
Spindrift. Spindrift is a good band. Yeah.
Spindrift.
From Los Angeles, California. Yeah, they're very... sounds like the soundtrack to a very psychedelic spaghetti western.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. Old, yeah, it's really... It's like... What's that guy's name? The spaghetti western
Sergio Leone?
Yeah, it sounds like that, but... as told by Rocky Erickson, kind of. Pretty good stuff.
Shame Club,
great band. St. Louis, Missouri, great band.
All Night's probably one of the best, though.
Yeah.
Easily.
Very true.
And where they
were? We don't tour, but every time we play New York,
they were out of Greensboro.
I'm sorry, would you say
Mike? Yeah, Brotlow from Brooklyn.
Yeah. We don't really tour with them, but every time we go to New York, we get drunk and hang out and play shows with them, so.
Well, hey, speaking of getting drunk, why don't we play that song about alcohol?
Okay.
It's kind of anthemic, huh?
It is. We know a thing or two about it.
Experienced a few of those.
A few.
A few beverages.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, here's a song from RPG from their new CD.
Run, run. skin and my skin are skills that should be alcohol. Save us out of that cup.
Alcohol didn't save my soul, but will save us all. Is that right?
It will save us all. Or my name's not Mike Morande.
And it's not, conveniently enough. Secret has been revealed. Yeah, I thought that the lyrics were, alcohol saved my soul.
And that's why we put the lyrics in there, Fontaine. That's why the lyrics are in there.
You're flashing your phone at me.
I'll text you the lyrics if you don't know them.
Yeah, there is. If you buy the CD, you get the handy dandy lyric sheet.
Yeah.
And as I was commenting earlier off the mic, in what is it? By Design, is that the one? Yes. Where I like how you do capitalism, kind of stretch out the word. And
I learned that trick from Jonathan Richman.
Jonathan Richman. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He has a different kind of sound.
He does, but that's okay.
That is good.
I can still steal his ideas.
Equal opportunity. Thievery. Inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the various styles, that's for sure. All right, so we just heard Alcohol, and what else have we heard? Was the last one I played, She Thinks She's Tough? I got to keep up on my little blog here on the website.
There was lots of chatter.
Chatter. Or as it says on the blog, talk with the band. Maybe I should put chit-chat.
Maybe you should put infield chatter. That's what I like to call it.
Infield.
Mm-hmm. Little League World Series is on right now, you guys. The last bastion of sports.
Cowboys are playing right now, too.
It's not as cool as Little League World Series.
I bet you some Olympics are on, too.
They got paralyzed.
Yeah.
That won't happen in the Little League World Series. You will see some kids crying, though.
Yeah. Some dads yelling at them and some kids.
Nah, not too much in the Little League World Series, man. They try to keep it for real. It's good stuff. The last bastion of sports, ladies and gentlemen, the Little League World Series. Check it out.
So you guys big Redskins fans like our friend Chris Bibbs?
Yeah.
Not so much?
Yeah, I am.
You were pained as you said that.
Well, just that Chris Bibbs is a, you know.
Goes on about
he's
it?
He's a fair weather fan.
Is he? I didn't think so. What's going on?
Like every once in a while when the Skins start doing real bad, he turns to like Dallas or Philly.
Does he?
Yeah, you'll.
What a
he ended up last season a Tampa Bay fan, so never know.
Chris Sims, this is your year.
He won't be there.
Oh.
Get rid of him.
How about the Richmond Braves? They've only got a few more games left before they leave town for good.
I know. They still win. Right?
I'm going to one.
Yeah.
With
I'm going
your
to
coffee
one.
Supplier, Tammy Rossoff and I are going to go see the last baseball game.
I'm going to the
game.
Next to last game on the 31st.
Yeah, we're going to one on the 26th, I think it is.
Oh, no, it goes through the 1st of September.
Yeah, it is sad.
How long have they been here? Since the 40s or something?
I don't know.
It's an Atlanta farm Forever. League. Let them go, man. Give us like the Woodchucks or something from.
You're not going to get a AAA team, though. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Never again.
Let's not talk about sports, though. We all downhill right. from there.
Well, there's a lot of politics involved in getting the sports team, so that's where it's going
to
get.
There's a lot of politics and everything. I had to lobby for 2 weeks to get my phone.
Lobby. Yeah, that kind horrible. Of politics.
Yeah, special interest groups.
And Main Street's closed right now.
Yeah, Main Street's closed right now. There's some down sort at 12? Of political action committee I got to go see to get 14th. That. Yeah, 14th
There was a water main bust at
yeah,
the 12th
Yeah, I think that's
Maine.
What it was.
Political action committee,
I think
water
the
bust.
Mayor was down there.
You know, water main.
Well, you know, Tim
Doug
Kaine.
Wilder.
They were waiting to see if Tim Kaine was going to be picked for Obama's VP, vice presidential.
I think they're picking me.
How'd that go?
You.
Yeah.
How did they know about you? Because of that bright yellow shirt?
Well, I'm going to run for president, actually.
In this election?
Yeah. And then Tim Kaine's going to be my vice president.
Nice. Yeah, that'll work well.
Under the beer party.
The beer
taking
party.
Taking over.
The keg party.
The keg party, yeah. God, that would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
No.
The 100-man army party?
No. You've seen Idiocracy, right?
Oh, my God. I watched that for the first time the other night.
Pretty good stuff. Like,
I didn't know Rudolph, what's her name?
Giuliani?
No, Rudolph Giuliani. No, Maya Rudolph is in there. I didn't know that. That's pretty funny. His lawyer's like the best.
Maya Rudolph from SNL.
Yes.
Like, why do I know that name? I haven't seen that.
Good stuff. It's a Mike Judge film.
It's good. Yeah, it's so awesome.
It's good, 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 good. And probably fairly accurate, sadly.
Yeah.
We're dumb people. Let's get used to it. play some music.
Hey, you know, I got something else I got to play. Let's enjoy this 36 seconds of fun.
Lightning only takes an instant. An instant that could end your life or injure you for life. Don't let it end your playing days on the field. Remember, you are in danger from lightning if you can hear thunder. Learn more about lightning safety at www.lightningsafety.noaa.gov. Lightning kills. Play it safe. This message is brought to you by the Iowa High School Athletic Association and your local National Weather Service office.
WRIR is functioning properly because of a trade with Franz Cleaning Service. Franz Cleaning Service, established in 1991, offers a variety of services for your home or office, including one-time or routine cleanings, large or small jobs, windows, walls, kitchen, and baths. They are bonded and insured, dependable, and thorough. For more information, call 804-598-5989. And we're back. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Wake up, wake up. Alarm clock will go off. All right, so we've been talking with members of RPG. They have this new CD, Worth the Wait. It's available. So you're talking about maybe having a CD release party end of next month. You're talking about your practice space or
something? Yeah, we might have it at our practice space. If you are listening to this broadcast...
It will probably be Tuesday, September 30th.
Which is John Campbell's birthday, right?
Yes.
Because you mentioned that last time when you guys were up here.
Nice. Way to go on the
So you already mentioned it but on the microphones.
We didn't plan on releasing it because of his birthday. It
just happened.
Yes. Well, somebody else's birthday.
Well, it was initially it was suggested, and then
it was
just,
one of the term.
And it just happened to be a good day. We were like, that sounds like a good day.
Back to the important matters at hand. If you are in a band and you would like to play at our practice space with us on September 30th for our record release show, you should get in touch with us.
What day of the week? Text me right now.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Tuesday.
Can you? All right. Anybody that can play on a Tuesday night, I assume.
Sure.
We're really looking for like a funk band or a jazz
or somebody if you can do a lot of push-ups.
Yeah, yeah.
We take that.
Some athletic ability to be displayed. Yeah. Since you're doing these,
you can open up by doing 100 push-ups.
Hey, Bunny Wells says, "Play Joanna Joshua," and says, "Hi Fontaine."
Hi, Bunny Wells.
Maybe that's a good song to leave us on, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Please buy the record.
Yeah, please buy the record. We've got children out the yang.
The yin and the yang.
We got more kids than people in the band.
Yes, we do.
I guess so. What is that, six? With the soon-to-be ex or whatever bass player?
Yeah.
Anyway. Whatever, I don't know. Whatever the right terminology is.
Well, we have to talk to management still about what's happening.
Management.
Do you guys have a manager?
Yeah,
no,
we do.
You want
to do it?
Do I want to?
If you're listening to this broadcast and you would like to be RPGs, if you think you could manage.
If you're a career oriented individual,
goal oriented, problem solving, and have a lot of money.
Long walks on the beach and fine china.
After we get off the mic, call up 804 649 9737 if your band wants to play with RPG in their practice space September 30th, or you want to manage the band. Or have brilliant, brilliant management ideas you want to share.
Please buy the CD, please.
And if you want to buy the CD.
Thanks for having us, Fontaine.
Sure, thanks for coming up. RPG, VA, that's both the MySpace and the website, right?
Yes.
RPGVA.com and MySpace.com/RPGVA. So more information there. All right, so per request from Mike Wells, we will hear Joanna Joshua, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Thanks, RPG.
Yeah. Lightning only takes an instant.
All right, that's not the right one. Let's hit the right
one.
Whoa,
what's that right now?
Store. You want to know her, so intimately. But that's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
That is Motorhead with their song Ace of Spades. Before that, we heard X with The Hungry Wolf, The Donnas, All Messed Up, and RPG from their new CD, Worth the Wait. We heard the song Joanne and Joshua by request. And thanks to those guys for coming up, all three. Let's see, Matt, John, and Mike. Thanks for them to coming up and help introduce their new CD for us here on the air. They've gone off to whatever they were going off to do this evening. All right, let's see. I have got another one of my ancient cassettes. I'm going to play some Roxy music off that. In another 8 minutes, it'll be time for Midnight Solstice, so do stay tuned for that. And let's hear Roxy music with Angel Eyes here on WRIR. right, we just heard Roxy Music with Angel Eyes. This is Fontaine. Thank you very much for listening. This show is called What the Fontaine. I'll be back next Friday night, 9 to 11 p.m. In the meantime, though, I'll be back tomorrow afternoon, 5 to 7 p.m. My turn at the local band show, that show called River City Limits. And we're going to have a guest. Very different sounding band than the one we just had up tonight. Sort of a singer-songwriter guy, Brett Harris, who's playing tomorrow night at the Camel and used to live in Richmond. So that's tomorrow. Coming up momentarily, a few minutes, is Andrew Felty. He's queuing up stuff right now for Midnight Solstice. I'm sure he'll bring you all sorts of great, fun music to carry through until 1 a.m., at which time the professor will be up to bring you the other side of metal. And tune in throughout the weekend, all sorts of great programming up here on WRIR. If you want to check out the pull list for tonight's show and see a picture of RPG, the guys we were just chatting with for the last hour, go to WRIR.org. And at the moment, it's the top little post there. You'll see a picture of a band. You can figure it out. And once you click on Read More, it'll expand out and show you all the different songs playing tonight that were played tonight. So thanks again for listening, and I'll remind you right now before I stop talking that you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And thanks again to RPG. We now have, to end the hour, music from a side project from the Butthole Surfers. This side project is called The Jack Officers. The CD is called Digital Dump, and this song is called Do It. You just can't believe everything you see and hear.